Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, what's playing?
YouTube, bro.
Oh.
All right, guys, we on live, Real and Randy Show. Episode number 3, we got a guest in the studio right here.
Yeah,
what it do?
Gotta
get it, man.
Your boy, hey, Tony, back with the jokes again, calling you a fat F word.
Man, listen, man. Tell that sorry ass rapping son of a bitch to shut the hell up.
All right. Real and Randy Show. Y'all know how we always started off. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. /Rail and Randy. Our guest calling number is 516-418-5758. This is our third episode. We're back and we are ready. We're gonna do a mix up of music. We try to get the R&B in, but we're a little late coming back.
Hey man, listen. I'm about to play Big Crit real quick just because that's what I want to do.
Okay. Y'all forgive me. I know I said
BadTrips.com world premiere.
Howdy, whoa, Nick. Be like, be home and go, Nick. Gotta shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out.
B, nigga, I chill trippin'. Hit the strip club, niggas ain't tippin'. I don't hang with them kind of motherfuckers. When you see me in a spot, we be clubbin'. Poppin' bottle after bottle with my kin. I be fuckin' with my people to the end. Get a Bentley, a Beamer, and a Benz. Don't be playin' if you ain't tryna win. These broke niggas holdin' these lines. Fucking up the gang. These hoes niggas, police and these lines. They fucking up the gang.
All these broke niggas, these lines. These hoes and gold niggas. Gotta shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out.
These hoes flexing on the pussy. Bought it off the lot and now they lookin'. 4G autos hold them damn like Sonic. It's ironic, I'm still blowing on that chronic. Move like Sonic. It's a lot of bad bitches in the building and they all wanna fuck a jump. Still remain a sucker for. Shout out Crit, he fuck with me. He be on that country shit. I be on that cool way. Hunters in a suitcase. Play the game like 2K. Nigga, fuck what you say. Clean like a new face. Fresh like a school day. Told you play your part. Nigga, play your part. Knew he wasn't real. He been flexing from the start.
They call me Way. Hey.
All these broke niggas, these lines, these hoes and gold niggas. Gotta shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them like a motherfucker. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out. Shake them out.
Get the hell off my phone. I'm sitting on some millions, you still sitting on chrome. Your bank account is crying cause it's missing all these commas. 7 series Beamer, still living with your mama. Ain't enough designer shades in the game for you to see. There'll never be a pimp tight light skin play a motherfucker like me. I'm a G and I'm a tipper. We never smoke none of the same grades, drink none of the same liquor. We not fucking the same bitches, not slapping the same ass, eating the same food, or paying the same tax, driving the same cars, or shop at the same places. When you bend your girl over, she don't make these same faces, motherfucker.
Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. 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 Shake 'em out.
shake them like a motherfucker.
Back at it. Back at it. What's going on, everybody? I feel a little bit better at the beginning of the show. Your boy was a little bit flustered because I didn't have any fucking time to set this shit up. Music, any of that stuff. But we're back in it, and hopefully we're going to be doing some things a little bit more cleaner, fresher, ready to roll. With next break, though, man, I got to really take advantage of that because I just kind of pissed away my original break where I go get, you know, the sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
You know, do all that stuff. You know what it is. Okay. I told you.
Okay.
I think we went with Men's Dove deodorant.
Oh, that's right.
We did, didn't we?
Yep. Men's Dove deodorant is sponsoring us today.
Yes, indeed. Let's see, man. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the governor of
North Carolina.
He's
signing a bill basically discriminating against the LGBT community. I think it's LBG. Whichever one it is, the gay people.
Right.
I get into it more later, but it's kind of jacked up, but then it's kind of not jacked up.
What was the segment we had planned for you?
That's my segment.
That's your segment.
That's my little story. We're going to talk about all that good stuff, whether you feel like it's right or it's wrong.
Sounds good.
You disagree. Either way it goes, we're going to talk about that. You getting on street violence and revenge. I put it on there. We got Rihanna doing. Trying to make sure it's on.
She's in there.
Some would you rather questions.
Okay.
Would you rather? I like it.
Okay.
Would you rather hump Pamela Anderson
with the herp,
or would you rather hit Oprah Winfrey for free?
I'm probably gonna beat down Pamela, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm just make sure she don't have the.
If you have protective sex, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Nah, I don't know. Cause
it does.
Whatever.
That does not
look. I'm gonna strap up. She has hepatitis or herp. Which one?
It's all the same nowadays.
I thought it was the herp. We gonna say herp, so we use herp.
Yeah.
So if she has the herp and she's not on the outbreak world, I'm strapping up,
and
I'm hitting Pamela, bro. Because at one point in time, she was that beat.
I'd hit Oprah for free.
You hit Oprah for free.
You know why? Because she'll come back after I'm done with it. Then I'll be like, you gotta pay.
Can
now.
I change my answer?
Nope.
All right, cool.
You gotta go with the first.
You should hit Oprah because that's gonna make you.
Although you should hit Oprah.
That's gonna
like
make you
we
money.
Got the choice to hit both of these females.
Because you're gonna make money. That's gonna make you money just from being able to smash.
I'd record it low key and then sell that shit to the fucking gawker.
Bro, when she get done suing you, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if I make enough money off of it, you know what I'm saying.
Somebody will pay you for
no,
it, bro.
She's rich
gawker will,
that
man.
Shit.
Someone would pay you enough to see her cheeks.
Yeah.
Does she have a husband?
No.
I think she's gay.
I think she go both ways.
I don't think she's gay.
I think she's a low key
dick lover who doesn't want to be tied down by one man.
That's what.
Yeah,
that's
clean.
That's what she is, exactly.
I'm just saying. That's just my opinion. But hey, who am I?
You're right.
I don't know her. She's probably gay as hell. But hey, that's cool with us too.
Hey, Tony say I'm a nasty batch, and then he said he and Oprah.
Yeah, I'm hitting over.
You hitting Tony? You hitting over because you want the money?
No, but you have to hit him free.
No, if you hit it,
you're gonna get money regardless.
Man, whatever. I'm just telling you.
She's not. She got so much money. You can have a nice pipe and she don't give a damn.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you just said that.
What's that?
Saying,
nice pipe.
I said you can have the best pipe game in the world and she won't care because she's that rich.
True.
Cause you're not gonna tell her no. Let's say you get her the best dick in the world,
right?
And then you trying to like lock it up. She's not gonna go for it. She's gonna be like, but when she say come hit it again, you gonna come get up and go hit it again.
I probably won't, cause I'd be disgusted.
Nah, bro, if Oprah hit you up and says she wants you to smash, you gonna hit it every time she wants you to.
Yeah. Sometimes we disagree.
She's probably the oldest woman with the less miles on her coupe, bro.
No, she doesn't have less miles. I just told you she was a dick fiend.
She's secretive about it.
Yeah. Golly.
You can't be that secretive. No one's that secretive.
Yeah.
Unless.
You know how much money she has?
It don't matter.
She's paying people to be quiet.
And guess what? Someone out there was willing to pay more money for you to talk about it.
Oprah's winning.
Oprah is winning because she's not getting no D-I-C-K.
Hey, did you hear about Zayn dropping his new album? That's the guy from One Direction.
Is it Zane the guy who writes those nasty books?
No, that's
a
woman.
That's a chick.
She's a woman. Zane is a woman.
Oh, is Zane no, the guy from One Direction,
One Direction,
remix with Usher and Chris Brown.
That guy.
Back to Sleep.
Yes. Yeah, he's good, right?
No, there's a Back to Sleep one too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
That's him.
Yeah. I forget what it's called though.
I don't know. Look it up.
Oh, my mind, something in my mind.
He's telling me no.
He says, hurt, bro.
My body.
I mean, yeah, don't hurt. If she's not having an outbreak, I got a condom, I'm good to go.
It don't matter,
if
I come on.
Okay.
It's okay.
Zane, formerly.
One little pimple that you don't see.
Here we go.
That's why I got
Zane, formerly of One Direction, is appealing
pimple,
on solo debut.
I can't believe we just had that whole
Zane, mind of mine. Zane was in One Direction.
On his page.
Come on my Facebook page.
Man, listen, this guy's actually got some pretty decent stuff. That Pillow Talk song, I thought he was saying so many things that he wasn't saying.
No, stop.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I was just saying, I was talking about the Zane
Okay,
Mind of Mine album.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty decent. That Pillow Talk song, I was singing the words wrong the whole time, because I'm an idiot, because I thought it was saying something that it wasn't saying.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm pretty upset that he left the group.
Whatever.
He's still doing good for himself, though.
I mean, cool, but he left the group over a chick.
He left
his brother over a chick. Exactly. He let some poon fuck up his brothers. You don't never let poon come in between your brothers.
You're right. You don't let poon come in between you and your brothers.
I don't have some really nice poon in my life, but I'm not letting it come between me and my brother.
Hey, we're about to take a quick break, guys.
I might try to get
this is the Rel and Randy Show broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number
516-418-5758.
Email reloandrando@gmail.com. Hit us up. We're going to check those later. If you guys got any topics you want to talk about on the show, give us a ring. Once again, it's 516-418-5758. We'll be here all the way until 6 o'clock, man, and we're looking forward to talking to you guys. But right now, this is Cammy out. Like
all the way to
Candy.
7.
Candy.
Cameo.
All the way to 7 o'clock, you meant.
All the way to 7. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
I got my nails done 2 weeks ago.
Man, listen, I need to go get my feet done, but there ain't no damn
Cole
shop.
Is a beast.
There ain't no shop
hey,
in the world that
I
will
murder my ex, cold-blooded. Hey, 100.
We will delete that comment.
Nah, let that shit ride. That's beefy.
That's my dog.
That's some cool shit. I'm going to murder my fucking... Never mind.
Anyway.
Oh, back on.
Yes.
Okay. This is the Rel and Randy Show. You guys know that, man. Every time we come in, from the breaks, we do this, but we're going to do it anyways. Broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest call-in number is 516-418-5758. Email Rello N, the letter N, rando at gmail.com. If you guys have anything you want to talk about, call in. But we have a few things we want to... Hey, will y'all shut the hell up back here? God damn. What the fuck's going on? Kind of shitty show we trying to do here. We might as well fucking shoot this shit down. What?
Hey, man, I apologize. We live right now, I tell you.
Yeah.
We apologize right now. We need to really get back. We don't really waste 30 minutes of the show talking about nothing.
Nah.
So let's get into these topics like right now.
All
right,
man. Mind of Mine.
Went over that.
Okay, that's the new album released by Zayn, who is a guy from One Direction. I listened to a few songs on there, pretty decent. You guys have probably heard the song Pillow Talk. It's pretty decent too. I mean, you know, whatever. So that's that. Let me get into something real different. Love is in the armpit. There's a dating website apparently in New York that's doing smells. Let me just read this article real quick to you guys. Love at first whiff is the idea behind Smell Dating, a New York matchmaking service that promises to help single people sniff out their perfect match by breathing in odors from dirty t-shirts. Artist Tiga Brain, who teaches at New York School for Public Computation, and Sam Levine, an editor and researcher at New York University, created Smell Dating, which they describe as an art project. A little different. So we're going to go in real quick. Each of its first 100 clients received a T-shirt to wear for 3 days straight without bathing. The clients then mailed the T-shirts back to Brian and Levine's sweatshop, quote-unquote, at NYU, where they were cut into swatches. I don't know what that is.
You know what this is like?
Smell Dating. Then sent batches of 10 mixed swatches back to the clients to sniff this week.
Wasn't a T-shirt did some withdrawals?
Orange is the New Black.
They did what?
Oh, with the... Yes!
They did
yes!
the thing with the underwear. The dude,
my
like,
girl
the
Piper.
Prison, got the cheek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but then she started smuggling the panties outside of the jail to send them to
the
people.
Creepers.
Yes, and the creepers were paying mad money for these dirty panties.
We should
nice.
Definitely get... You know there's a lot of creepers out there. We can make some money off creepers.
Right.
Anyway, finish.
One-time fee of 25 bucks.
I read an article a long time ago, and it was talking about how
yeah.
people, when they fall in love obviously because of the looks, they're this and that. But you have to use all five senses in love, and your body secretions trigger certain things in as a reaction, yeah, from another person. And smell was one of the biggest things. And I remember that them without, you know, using deodorant or whatnot, they could detect a quicker match for, and I'm sure that's where these guys
that's
got
kind
of
crazy.
Part
so
of
basically, you gotta smell. So you gotta smell a musky chick and be like, you know what?
Right.
That's her.
I
kind
of like this idea. You know why? Because
life.
Other dating sites use pictures. Other dating sites use videos and all you know type of stuff. You can see somebody.
Right.
This right here is like, do I like the smell of them? That opens up your mind to so much
naturally.
More than just
really
looking at a person.
Naturally.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what if they're a little athletic or they play a lot of
exactly.
sports? Like, I'm
like,
not wearing
I'll
a t-shirt for 3 days and then sending it to
then,
anybody.
Then you want, then you.
Like, I go to the
what?
Gym.
Then
like,
what?
I'm not.
Guess what? Then you don't find that
person. You're going to end up with a.
You don't find that person.
Like,
I'm not
going to
find a match.
You're not going to find that person.
I'm not going to find a match.
What you're
going to
do is you're
going
to
try
to, you're going to find this, the nicest smelling shirt, and it's going to be this 300-pound guy that eats.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Oh,
I love the way Randy like smells. Like, he'll leave and take his shirt off, and I'll put the beast on. It smells like him.
Him.
Is it clean, though?
Yeah, well, it's like he'll
it's
wear it for
clean,
a little
but
bit.
It's not dirty.
And, like, and then he'll take it off, and
no,
then
but
it
do
smells
they,
like
him. Do they want you to, like, go do everything in that shirt?
Like, can you take it off?
It's probably like when you get home from work, you put this shirt on, and you walk around your house, and you
after
don't
shower.
No, you don't shower.
See,
that,
no, I couldn't do it.
Which I'm saying, like, if you come home,
What if
probably.
You
probably, maybe you come home, shower,
like
put your shirt on, and then when you wake up in the morning, you take your shirt off, you go to work, you come home again, you shower, put the shirt back on. It's probably like that.
I'm not fine. I'm not dating. I'm not going to find my match that way. I'm sorry.
See,
that's like taking that shirt off right now.
Closed-minded individual.
I know, right?
Right?
I'm not.
Fucking closed-minded.
All right, guys. Young Thug Slime Season 3. The project has finally arrived. Listen, man, hold on. I'm going to tell you this. Last year, I trashed this guy, right? I trashed Young Thug. But let me tell you why I kind of... I'm not a... Yeah, come on, cuz. Last year, I trashed him because I was really focused on lyrical content. I was focused on, you know, delivery, not a lazy delivery, this and that. And then he's working with, like, whatever, Metro Boomin, this and that. The beats are so good in his song that you just... You don't really want to listen to... Nah, he's not... Slime Season 3 is pretty decent. I checked it out this morning, and I enjoyed it. He's got a song called Memo. Check that song out. It's actually really good. I like it. Other than that.
I'm losing all kind of faith.
Get up to the goddamn microphone.
He got food in his mouth. He can't talk. Disgusting.
Well,
I'm losing all kind of faith in your music abilities.
Hey, man.
To pick out music.
Do what you got to do, man. I'm just telling you. Look, this song's pretty beastly. It's called Memo. So... Check it out, man.
Young Thug sucks.
He fucking sucks.
I'm not a big fan of his fashion statement he was trying to make with fucking dresses
I don't care
and fingernails
about you.
And shit.
He wore dresses all day long,
you know.
But his music sucks, bro.
He was wearing a dress?
Yeah, he wore dresses. He wore like a little... He probably wore these and give them to him.
Yeah, he was definitely a...
Shit,
I don't know what guess what? I ain't putting on no goddamn dress.
Shit, that's all you had.
I'm still in the dress. I walk around with my drawers on before I put on a goddamn dress. Then guess what? Everybody got to see it. No, I'll put a towel on.
Action Bronson is working on a cookbook. I don't know if you guys know who Action Bronson
cool,
is.
I like my women like I like my eggs. Rotten.
Ew,
rotten?
Who is that?
Boiled and
my boy,
hard.
Hi from...
Scrambled. I like my women like I like
hey,
my
shit,
eggs.
And lady.
Like, yeah. Anywho, yeah, Action
like
Bronson. He's working on a cookbook. Apparently, this guy's not fat for no reason. He's
Oh yeah.
Is that the guy that does the
He's from New York.
What, the cookbook?
Yeah, he's legit though.
He's
like
legit.
A legit chef. Yeah.
It looks like his cookbook.
No, but
is
he the guy that goes on the eating trips to different restaurants and tries food?
No, that's Guy Fury.
Oh.
Yeah. So Action Bronson, he's been diversifying his portfolio of work over the past few years, recently making the jump to cable television along with Vice's new TV network.
Yeah.
What's next for the talented Queens MC? I didn't know he was from Queens. I just knew he was from New York. The publishing world, according to the Rolling Stones, he's working on a cookbook.
They said he was biting Scarface's sound. It was either Scarface or Ghostface.
He's got some songs. I guarantee he didn't bite his style from anybody.
I'm
just serious. If you haven't heard him, he's...
I mean, I listened to him. I watched him on Breakfast Club, too. He did, like, a little segment on Breakfast Club. But I did know he was a legit chef, though, and that was pretty awesome.
He has a show called F That's Delicious.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
It's on YouTube.
Is it really F or is it... Lord?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's...
Wash knows. He would know.
Shout out to Wash, whoever you are.
My boy, his name is Washington, but we call
Vincent
him Wash.
Washington.
Shout out to Vincent Washington.
Vincent Washington, shout out. All right, guys, we're going to move right along here to the next song. We're going to go with Rome, I Belong to You, in honor of our 90s R&B. What's that?
Time check,
give me a second. So Rome Belong to You. Check this out, and we'll be right back.
I do. come my way, baby.
Definitely back on. All Welcome right. back. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Cameo. That's not Cameo.
No,
who is that?
Wrong. Jesus,
I'm sorry, man. Listen, give me a break. All right. I went to your fucking barber today.
And he did an awesome job.
And let me tell you something. When you go try a new fucking barber, everything's not sweet. Shit's not. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll put y'all back in there.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
You want my breakfast?
Yeah,
that motherfucker. So yeah.
I get, bro. I was complete. I got what you're saying. But the whole point is, he gave you an awesome ass cut.
Okay.
To me personally.
Man, let's just skip over this topic, man.
All right, so we're gonna go into the sports news. Not a lot, so I mean, ain't nothing really jumping to. I'm gonna get over, go through the Sweet 16 that was done last night. My Hurricanes, they lost. They got their ass wore out by Villanova. Kansas won. Wore out. Oregon beat Duke. Oklahoma, they beat the magical. They beat the magical Texas A&M. They've been beating everybody on luck and shit. And then tonight, these guys playing tonight?
Who's that?
Yes.
Syracuse is playing, right?
Yeah, these guys are playing tonight. I'm not going to go through. I'm just going over the wins and losses.
Yeah.
So in the next round, the Elite Eight, we got Kansas and Villanova, Oregon and Oklahoma. Who you got out of those four?
Kansas.
Villanova.
Yes.
Villanova played a damn good game last night.
Yeah, they better.
So anyway, I got Villanova, but you know, that's it. Oh, and also RG3 going to the Browns.
RG3 signed 2 years.
He going to the Browns. RG signed with the Browns. They had 24 quarterbacks since 1999.
That's insane. Now what's even crazier is they were gonna draft your boy Carson Wentz with the second pick overall. But apparently they're not sure if they're going to even do that or not because your boy RG3 is kind of in the way. Now, if you're going to do – I don't think they're going to draft Carson Wentz. Now, let me tell you why. Because if you invest money into a quarterback, $15 million 2 years, which isn't a long contract, but he's not a veteran quarterback either, which means they're not bringing him in to mentor a player. They're bringing him in to play. So they're giving him 2 years saying, all right, man, good luck. So I don't think they're going to get Carson Wentz. I think they're going to get somebody else.
I hate the Browns organization.
I don't know. They did a big change with that color last year. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. So, they don't give no one chance to actually flourish in their system.
The Browns?
Well, actually, they don't even have a goddamn system, honestly, the other Browns.
LeBron James getting more locked down after meeting with coach Tyronn Lue.
What happened was he was.
This is what LeBron needs. Right here, your boy Tyronn Lue.
No, he don't, bro. What's going on is he's still, yeah, he might.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
You're right. But last night, he was catching hissy fits on the floor.
Yeah, of course.
A bunch of them. Like, you're supposed to be this super leader, this guy that, you know, everyone looks up to you in the NBA. He catching hissy fits on the floor.
Maybe he's just getting tired. He's just getting tired of not getting
the
call he's supposed to get.
It don't matter. You don't do stuff like that. And
you're
it's
right.
all on camera.
As
and
a leader,
talking
you're not supposed
about,
to do
yeah,
stuff like
doing,
that. But, however, the man was getting hacked all night long, and they weren't calling shit. Check it out.
He runs over people, too, and don't get offensive fouls.
Yeah, he runs over people and supposed
bro,
to get a blocking
being
foul.
Stop being a crybaby. Just play.
All I'm saying is LeBron James, he had a conversation with Tyronn Lue, and this was after the disheartening loss in Miami last week, and it made him realize that he must approach the final stage of the regular season as his team prepares for the playoffs. And he says, I just need to do more. After the loss, just need to do more, and I have to be able to to do that except for tonight.
That
for
makes
the most
me
part.
Even that makes him even more mad because you know why? He catches the hissy fit out on the damn floor like a little punk, and
right.
then he turns around and get in the meeting like, you know what? I need to do more. And, you know,
I think that's
but
why I said
is,
he needs
just,
Tyron
if,
Lewis, because I think he brought that to his attention. Like, listen, man, look at when you're complaining, doing this and that, and look what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you know
like,
that? You've been as
well,
long
yeah,
as you've been in, why
sometimes,
wouldn't you know that? Why
sometimes
not
you need to get reminded sometimes. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's like me having to remind you, hey, bro, you're on a radio show. Get up in the mic. You like, I'm eating. But are you talking to me? You're doing
I
content.
I was talking to you, not everybody else, though.
All right, man. Well, listen, we're doing
I'm pulling
a radio show
right now.
All right,
you're
so,
right. I'm
anywho,
sorry.
All right.
Should have gotten the microphone.
Yep,
you know.
Exactly.
But I'm going to turn around and get back out of the mic.
Okay.
Get back out.
Whatever you say, boss. All right, man. Well, let's jump into this segment real quick. Let's talk about the governor for North Carolina.
I needed that stuff.
You needed that stuff?
Yeah, but anyway, so what's going on in North Carolina, the governor, I can't think of his name right now at the moment. Sorry. He passed a bill. He had a bill signed that allowed
if you were transgendered, if you got like a sex change, correct?
Yes.
That you out. Had to still use
yeah.
your original sex's bathroom. So
right.
if you were a male, you went to a female, you got to use a male bathroom still.
And
so
I
that's
100%.
If you got your junk,
if your
chopped,
junk
off,
chopped off, you're still going to man bathroom. You sit
okay.
down and you use whatever the hell they put in there for substitution.
So I necessarily don't know if I agree with that at
that's
all.
That's so fucked
yeah.
up.
It's so
I agree
up.
With it because the thing is like,
no,
all right,
no, 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 no,
that means
out,
you agree with men joining women's sports and outplaying women.
That has no. So
it's the same concept. You're a man.
No, it's not.
Just, you're a man. You're
your
ass in a man's
no, no, no,
bathroom.
No, no, no. You're taking a competitive. You're taking a competitive like competition. Like when I go and change to a man, I'm not competing for anything. That's
exactly.
my preference. I just
you don't
know.
Get no special treatment.
You
no special treatment.
You don't want special
take
treatment. They just
want
to be able to use the bathroom. That's fucked up.
It's not
up.
Fucked
that's
up.
Messed up. That's messed up. So you're gonna all seriously
right.
shot. You know how men
you
are.
You're
gonna let
right.
this
you
stuff
right.
go on there.
What if it was
you guys
your daughter?
Right.
What if it was your daughter?
Take your ass in a women's bathroom with your fake penis
that's
and use
so
the fucking
up.
Bathroom.
No, God that's messed up.
Right.
This right
God
here is
right.
It
I
is,
agree with
no,
that
no,
portion.
That is 100%. So basically, if they have to go to prison, now they got to go to the
you
men's
take
prison.
Take your ass to
you,
the men's prison.
So do you not understand how much you're going to get fucked up? Like, they're going to get that. No,
so, okay.
that's not
that.
They're not doing it all.
I'm not blaming them. So check this out. A man cuts his dick off, get a fake vagina, and goes to a women's prison. Now he's in there whipping men, women asses.
Well, no, no.
Oh, he's a woman, though. That's,
he,
that's what happens in prison.
Who's to say
that's what happens in prison. Fight happens. Am I wrong or right?
That's no guarantee, but there's a guarantee. If
there's a guarantee
if fight happens. If she goes to a man's prison, because now she has a vagina, if she goes, it's guaranteed.
And you're still a man.
No,
you're still a man.
No, they're going to go to the man's prison and get their ass taught, and that's not right. All right,
so check this out.
Because that's who they are on the inside.
Hey, bro, check this out. Let's say a chick.
Okay, what if they're born with both parts and they have to decide?
Oh,
what
shit.
If they're born with both
that's
parts and
different.
They have to decide?
That's completely different. That's different. But if you have the choice, if you make a choice and you was born a woman and you get a fake penis, or you was born a man and you get a fake coot, that's you made a decision to do that. But if you were born with two of them and then you had no choice, or you could have kept them or whatever, that's completely different.
So what? Okay, so let's say this. Okay, let's say you're born with both parts. Let's say you're born with both parts and you identify with one sex over the other. All right?
That's bullshit.
And then you identify with the female sex, right? But then your parents get your vagina, whatever, and made it and got into a penis, but you still identify with the female part. And then when you get older, you're like, well, dang, let me go ahead and
make
that
vagina. Break it down.
Hey,
you have a uterus,
is that the technical term? I got a penis in a vagina, and I got my vagina
closed up.
Got into a penis. That's the technical term.
Check
right?
this out. If you have a uterus, whether it's a dick hanging off of it,
right?
I think you should identify as a woman because you know what. You have inside you have a woman a
let
woman's
me tell you
part.
We need to find a
so guess what that's
okay.
probably bleed
no, I feel like
you
let people be
like
who
a woman.
They are and let them be who they are like just let
no
them
one
know
be
who
they
are. What are they gonna do if they go into the women's bathroom? What are they gonna do?
You
what are they gonna do?
Your ass down. Pull your shit out. Whatever.
What
keep
is
that
what, so the person that gets
that
the sex
cup,
change? Please. So the person that gets the sex change from a man to a woman, they're gonna go and use the bathroom. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do in that bathroom? Please tell me.
Use it.
Hey, my
exactly.
wife,
they're
my
not
wife
mess
was
anybody.
A
they're
hermaphrodite.
They're not going to do shit. They're going to go in that bathroom.
All
right,
check this out.
They're going to be so happy that they had that right because
they've
been going
like,
no.
Check this
they
out.
They can do whatever they want.
I'm going to tell you what. Check this out. Let's look at it like this. Let's
yeah.
Okay, this big butch ass fucking female comes in the fucking bathroom because she still likes it because it's a
hey,
guy.
Hey, listen, Vincent
and
Washington said if your vagina was man-made, you're a man. Pretty true. I'm gonna give it to him.
Fuck Wash. Anyway, let's say this big butch ass guy comes in the bathroom, but he's a fucking
Bruce Jenner is still a man.
No, no, no,
but
that's no,
what.
No, we're
and,
talking
and,
about
no listen. No, I'm not.
Talking
I'm not either.
Process.
But listen.
You just said cross dress.
Yeah, because
he
what,
said men's bathrooms still have toilets.
That's true.
They do. So guess what?
Just,
no big ass.
You know what? Listen to this. How about let me put a
let me
put a rest of all you guys' shit after this. Go ahead.
He still likes to go in there and lift weights because he's still a fucking man. So this big butch ass dude comes in the fucking bathroom in the club. You know how bitches be in the bathroom with
right.
lip smacking. And
yep.
you lip smacking about this big butch ass guy that you saw in the club.
Right.
But he's really a girl now because that's what he want to be. And you lip smacking. And he slapped the shit out of you. Are you going to stand your ass up and fight him like a fucking woman or a man?
I am. I'm
going to
stand up and fight him.
He's
going to
beat your ass in that bathroom. And
he's
going to be like, he's
going to
go in the men's bathroom.
What if, We're talking about in reality, when that man
goes to a woman's prison and he gets in a fight, he's going
to say, that's another what if.
Actually, if you don't they make you stop taking hormone pills and you have to go to a man's prison anyway?
Exactly.
If you were a man in
the
first
place, that's the reason
so
why.
So they make
look,
you stop taking those hormone pills.
Hey, check this out. Check this out.
You don't have a vagina.
So what? Guess what? You go to a man's prison. You take
fuck. You're not. See, yeah, both ways. You're gonna get shit beat out.
All right. So how do you guys
that's
feel
not,
about
that's
tablets
that's
or text?
Hold up.
Listen, man.
Exactly
let me shut y'all down real quick.
Do
so look. What I'm telling you is, you have to go with the basic anatomy, okay? Now, let me tell
you
why. Because if you don't, that's the only way you can distinguish it, right? If you go to say, okay, Bruce Jenner, you can use the ladies' bathroom. Well, Bruce Jenner, he could walk into the ladies' bathroom. You know why? Because somebody doesn't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Like, low-key, like, if nobody knew his story, he could walk into that bathroom. That's why this is a non-issue, first of all, which is what I was saying. I was going to shut you guys down. But second of all, if we're really going to bitch about what restroom you use, let's just have fucking multi-sex bathrooms.
Yeah,
or single stalls. Or I mean, because if we're going to bitch about it, who cares? But if you dress like a fucking woman, you walk, you act, talk, everything like a woman – take your ass in the fucking woman's bathroom, and who's going to know? Who's going to say
exactly.
shit? Unless you go in there and you go, where the damn urinals in this bitch? Unless you do that shit, nobody's going to know.
Exactly.
Sit down, put your dick in the water, and you'll be fine.
They don't have a dick. That's the thing.
Well, if Bruce Jenner walked in there, he's got a dick.
He's still got a dick, but there is Bruce Jenner.
Well,
like, hey,
yeah. All right. Let's transition into my dog's topic real quick. This is just something. She's a teacher. She just recently graduated from UCF, right? Everybody needs to know that.
She's like,
she's a fucking teacher.
She is. It's okay. What you doing? You doing something?
I'm a fucking trash man. Okay, listen.
All right.
It don't matter, okay? No. She's not a teacher. I'm just kidding.
People
she's something else. Yeah, right. Hey, Vincent says,
she's
fuck,
a teacher, not like a teacher at elementary. She teaches.
Hey,
like,
take a snap of that.
She teaches,
make a bunch of memes.
She teaches pole dancing
teacher.
Over in Claremont.
Yeah. All right, so
okay.
Transitioning. Go ahead.
For you guys wondering what kind of teacher she is, she's a pole dance teacher.
Yeah, and it's legit,
It's for cardio purposes. It's fat women that don't want to run, so they get in, they want to do pole dance.
Right.
Tablets or textbooks? Would you rather have your kids, because technology is present in schools everywhere nowadays, would you rather have your kids using their tablets in the classroom, or would you rather have the kids
tablets,
on textbooks?
I'm going textbooks. First of all, tablets can break. Second of all, if you have a textbook, you can flip back and forth to the chapter real quick if you got a tablet. I mean, it's easier to navigate a textbook than it is a tablet. Therefore, it's going to slow the learning down if you're using a tablet. The only plus to a tablet is you can use it to, like, email stuff home, or you can print directly off of it or stuff like that. But you can also do that with a computer, which they have,
Now, your textbook is limited to a specific amount of resources. You only have your textbook.
Okay.
Whereas a tablet or the internet, you have multiple resources that you can
use. So what you're saying is if you have a tablet, you can use the internet to find answers?
Right.
Okay, the internet is a horrible source for answers because there's such a broad spectrum of answers out there. There's not something that has been read over. it's been reviewed and has, you're going to have a bunch of kids walking around here talking about fucking, you know.
Just like Facebook, for example. Someone could say this.
Yeah, Facebook told me Jackie Chan died, and I was fucking flipped out.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, right? And Shaquille O'Neal died one time. It was like,
yeah,
man, this shit's heart-wrenching. But then you go find out he's still doing Shaq, you know, Shaq and a Fool, and you're like, them sons of bitches got me. But I didn't know.
Making kids dumb. I think technology makes you dumb.
I think technology is too wishy-washy.
You don't fully use your brain capabilities when you use technology. Like, right. I remember growing up, we had to do research projects, we used encyclopedias. And I had to go in there and find the fucking M and then go through it and act. And then guess what, when I did, when I was doing that, I would see something else and I would be like, let me read that. And I learned something completely different from what I was actually looking at. But the only thing that's on the internet, you have access to too much, I think, so on the internet. Because my sister don't do that thing, and late Mineola's do that. They have like the iPads at a school over there. But I think they should keep the, and then text, we have to understand, that's like a, like, people burn books back in the power of reading.
Were.
You know what I'm saying? No, not that. It's
they
like,
did
when,
books,
yeah,
they
did.
Were.
But I'm talking about in like in at, to dumb people down. Like back during times where when people were educating themselves using books through stories.
Everybody
that kind of
comment, tell us why you want tablets or textbooks.
They were
highlights all over from Ali Lopez.
We got tablet, we
shut the hell up and wait. He's talking shit again. I'm sorry, my forehead's fucking huge, isn't it?
Yeah, but on tablets, they're like, if you have access to the internet, you can access all these like local libraries because they have a lot of their encyclopedias and a lot of their books online.
Like, this is what I'm saying. I think you should do a mix.
All right, what I'm saying,
you have benefits of both.
People burn books back in those days to keep people from learning. So what happens is
but the internet wasn't invented.
Right, but now
we're
taking, but not even black people. It was back in like medieval times and all that stuff. They, what happened was people were using books and all this type of stuff. And so they was like, you know, I don't want them to know this. I don't want them to have this knowledge. So they took books.
Where did you get
off.
That? Did you get that from a tablet or a textbook?
No, I got that from
the
textbook.
Internet?
Oh, a textbook.
A textbook. It's a story, but I'm going to look it up too. G shit. It's a story. I read it.
Okay.
And it's actually like, it's a biography about something.
Yeah,
you're, but anyway,
right. You're right.
So they did this to people. To keep them from reading, and so I believe when you say, okay, well, we're just gonna use technology instead, it's still not that tangible, that book, that actual book.
I always want something I can hold in my hand and just, you know, like something about a textbook, just hearing the page go,
like reading
it,
actually like
stuff like that,
feeling it and stuff, yeah,
stimulates other aspects of my
mind.
So I mean,
imagine how distracted kids are when they're on tablets in school. They probably like, man, I want.
And let me tell you another reason. Let me tell you another reason about I would rather have textbooks more often than I would rather have tablets is because I don't know if you guys know, but there's increasing amount of spine problems. There's increasing amount of eyes, all that stuff because of technology, because of, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, and sometimes you have kids having headaches because they're constantly stuff like that. You have to have a good mix, a balanced mix of that. So. You can print the books up for your pole dancing class and ladies, fat ass ladies that fall and break poles in strip clubs, they'll enjoy taking home a good little reading session.
Exactly. Because guess what? Everyone don't like technology.
Murder rates are rising across America, but nobody knows why. But I think I have a couple of guesses. The long decline of murders in American cities have started to take a deadly upward turn. Major cities across the country are seeing numbers of homicides rise from last year's figures. The rise was covered last month by USA Today, and recent reportings by the New York Times revealed more data behind the trend. The Times analyzed homicide figures from various large cities that we have seen more murders so far this year than we have at the same point in 2014. Milwaukee scene murders jumped 76% from 59 at this point last year to 104 today. Last year, 59 murders. That's an insane statistic alone, but 104 is crazy. How many days has there been? Milwaukee has killed 104 people. Okay. Other cities also saw big increases over the same period. 60% in St. Louis, 56% in Baltimore. What explains the reversal of the crime rate? I'm not sure. Criminologists and police departments are not quite sure either. One explanation is that people are starting to trust the police less, which is my main thing. Is I think that's one of the issues. That has led them to settle disputes themselves, often violently. And also lead police back to an aggressive tactics like New York stop and frisk, which the city's new mayor has been toning down, apparently. Another explanation is the legalization of guns, easier for you to get it.
So I'll check this out. Do you think citizens should have weapons? Do you think the Second Amendment right should be?
I think. Well, that's my thing with, you know, like the political aspect of it. Bernie Sanders is big into it, and gun control. I agree with it to a certain point. I think that people should be tested as far as mental capacity. I think that it should be a stricter thing than, you know what I'm saying, a stricter. Get a class. I think everybody should have a concealed permit. Everybody. If you're a gun owner, I think you should have a concealed permit. I think that if you're gifting a gun, you know, you can't. Whoever you're going to gift it to, imagine me giving it to a niece or a nephew or this and that, and he's 13 years old, unstable, getting in fights at school and this and that, and he's going to attribute to some more of these statistics. Right. I don't know. I see big time, you know, New York, Philadelphia, St. Louis, New Orleans, Washington, Milwaukee, Dallas, Kansas City, Missouri. All these guys are upwards of 100 murders in this year already. So it's, to me, I think it's pretty insane. But you know, like I said, I'm trying to discover why.
What do you think that the majority of these murders are about?
I think it's gang related. I think that it, like it said, that people don't trust the police so much, because in the last couple of years, black on white and this and that, that has been a major issue for America. And I don't know who's winning from this whole black white police. Black violence.
Social media is winning.
The news. You're right.
Those are who.
And I think that is hyping it up a little bit. But if you ask me to be completely honest, I don't know. I don't know what the spike is. I'm not sure. But I wanted to bring attention to it because I seen an article and I couldn't believe that Milwaukee had 104 murders by the day from January to March. What is it? The 25th?
Yeah, today's the
25th. Come on, man.
All these cities on here are.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, we're not going to see small cities that have 3,000 people in it. I'm just saying.
Chicago, they're probably talking about.
Chicago's over 300 murders.
All these cities on here are like full of black people, and I'm not trying to make it a race thing.
Right.
But it really is because.
But you see what it's saying, that people starting to trust the police less, so they're handling these situations. They take it on themselves.
I think that's an excuse.
Well,
because honestly, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just playing out just. I don't like you. You don't like me. So I'm gonna go. That's what
martial law.
People don't care no more. So it's like you gotta, instead of handling stuff the way they should handle it, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck it. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you got a problem? It ain't got nothing to do with police.
Well, I mean, the gun laws, like I said, that you got some places that are stricter than others. And Milwaukee
police are scared too, bro.
The police chief of Milwaukee said that they have absurdly weak gun laws.
Some police are scared. Like I was when I was in California.
You're right.
In Oakland,
some of them should be.
In Oakland, bro, they had these cats sitting out on the corner, right? There's two police officers at this light, and these cats got pistols and all kind of stuff. And they like shooting, and the police sitting right there, and he ain't do nothing. They ain't do anything. And I'm like, okay, so why not call someone and get it, you know, clean this up? Because someone can get shot. Then they had another video they showed. It's on the news, bro.
Right.
And they kicking the police car.
Yeah.
And they like, so I'm like, what kind of.
Well, that's
what's happening is they. The police force all over should be a lot more.
You need to go see Zootopia. It kind of puts this in perspective.
That is such a great movie.
It really is. It's a great movie, and it kind of brings.
No, it teaches a lot about real world and how people are different from each other.
Very metaphorically.
And it's a really good movie.
I'm going to go see Zootopia tonight.
No,
you should.
I'm a
girl. I've definitely endorsed that movie.
Oh, Batman,
it's awesome,
man.
Batman versus Superman going down
tonight.
Live.
Peeps are disgusting.
Peeps
like
are,
the
man.
Best way to eat peeps, .. Throw them away.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. They be in the damn store.
I like how we're going through the fucking murder shit, this and that. And then
peeps, man, them shit.
Oh, it's
gross.
Easter Sunday, guys.
6 minutes. Okay, cool. That's cool. Anywho. Now she just threw me off all the shit. The small uptick may be an abbreviation. But it might also be simply show that American cities are hitting the lower limit of how far murders can fall with current gun laws and funding levels. See, this is something, too, that they start pounding this shit around election time, which is crazy because they take people's mind off the shit that really matters. Gun laws and all that stuff. if you take my gun, and you better take everybody's gun, first of all, but there's guns that people can't track down.
You can't do that, bro.
There's guns people can't track down, which is why I think people need guns. Because they, you know, Bobby Johnson goes down there and steals all the guns out of the police station when, you know, nobody's there or whatever. And then, well, when nobody's there. But you get what I'm saying. I know people
remember
who get guns out of the police
station. You were saying that stuff that people, they, you know, like weed, for example. It's, they make it illegal, and it makes people want it. Anything. That's anybody. Like, when you can't have something, you want it more, especially if you're attracted to it. Same thing with guns. The moment you take guns from people, guess what everybody going to do? Want a gun?
Hey, I like this Vincent Washington dude. He says, hey, listen, he says nobody fights anymore, which is true, man. Everybody's such a bitch nowadays.
I love you, Washington.
Definitely, man. Everybody's such a bitch. You don't want to throw these things right here.
Like Craig Daddy say, you lose some, you win some, but you live to fight another day.
But you live to fight another day. You had to put a little, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. You got it, babe.
I'll ball up my fist and whoop somebody's ass. I'll get my ass whooped. But
hey,
what?
I just want to ask a question, man, because I'm the music guy. I like to know this kind of stuff. Did you guys listen to No Ceilings 2 yet?
No.
No, Wayne? No Ceilings 2?
Yeah.
No, but
man,
I am.
It's pretty legit. I mean, I like some of that stuff. I'm a big Wayne supporter.
Did you guys listen
to 7 Years? So. I saw you post something about it, and I listened to it.
7 Years old.
Yeah. That song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anywho, I just think.
Bro, do we have any callers? We've been on the voice call the whole time.
Nah, we didn't have any callers, man. Okay. Zero callers this fucking show. Talk about these guys supporting us and all this stuff. We appreciate you guys. But you guys can call in. And Washington seems like he had a whole bunch to say, but he didn't call in.
Yeah, so watch, why didn't you call?
I don't understand.
Someone stole military weapons from an armed reserve center in New England a few months ago.
Yep. And then how are you tracking them down?
Hashtag ISIS.
Ain't nobody steal them. They gave them away.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, how do you track them down? So if you take handguns or guns, period, out of the hands of the public, and you don't know about the guns that Bobby Johnson or whoever stole them, you don't know who has those guns so they can do whatever the hell they pretty much want.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, they steal some weapons out of armory, a reserve army. That don't matter, bro. You know how hard that is?
Hey, man, you never know.
I'm telling you, man. Like, someone gave that shit away. Someone inside there knew how to do that, bro. That's like, it alarms go off, all kind of crazy stuff, bro. Rail missing and they go crazy.
True. Hey, man.
Inside job.
Final notes, man. You guys got anything you want to say?
They got a whole lot to say.
What do you guys got to say? Nothing now? Go figure. Stripper teacher and the freaking
one
psycho.
Of her students.
Yeah.
I am not a psycho.
One of her disciples.
Yeah, look at.
What's the number? Too fucking late. Why?
She's such a psycho. Jazz is such a
just
psycho.
Like your mama.
See, I said that shit.
Grab your mom and your wife for $1 million.
I wanted to see if her
your
eyes
mom or your
were
wife.
Big.
They got big. They got big.
Yeah, they got pretty big, babe. You don't instill any fear in me. I'm just letting you know. On the air. Hey, we appreciate you guys listening, man. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. If you guys got any closing arguments or thoughts, call in real quick. Nah, we can extend the show. It's all up to you guys. Check us out on the IG, man, Rel and Randy. Also, if you have any comments or anything you want to talk about next show, RelloandRando@gmail.com. This is the Rel and Randy Show broadcasting live from Center State Studios. We appreciate you guys. Check us out. Stay up with us, man. We love you guys, definitely. 90 seconds left, man. Like I said, anybody who wants to call in. But other than that, hit us up on our email, man. RelloandRando@gmail.com.
What's your real name always first?
Because I'm black and so he.
Hey man, y'all make sure y'all go see Zootopia.
So like, go ahead,
yeah,
bro.
Go see Zootopia.
Go see Batman
side.
Versus Superman.
Be on my side,
shout
man.
Out to the Jungle Book that's coming out April 15th.
Hey,
you know,
yeah,
in the movie.
Supposed to be on my side.
I am on your side, Black Power.
Thank you.
Hey guys, comment on the Facebook page about what topics you think we should be talking about. Also,
the legalization of marijuana. That's what
Omar
said.
Yep. Damn right.
Low key fucking pie.
Hey, I'm right there with you, buddy. It's straight.
Vincent, you've been commenting the whole show.
Yeah, for real. That's a good ass fucking supporter right there, man.
Where's Vincent from?
He's
Washington?
Yep. G-shit. He's from
is he really?
He's right near Washington.
Damn.
Yep.
All right.
He's the most aggravating, loving person
hey, guys.
In the world.
check this out, man. J. Cole, Bring Him In. This is a new song. I didn't download enough music today because my boy took me to a fucking strange barber, had me all fucked up, and I didn't have enough time to do anything. So check this out, guys. Much love. We appreciate you guys. This is the Rel and Randy Show signing out.
I wasn't looking for you, I wasn't searching. I wasn't creeping around, I wasn't lurking. I wasn't sleeping around, I wasn't thirsting. But I got a thing for you, I got a thing for you. You on your job and it's damn sure working. Say she ain't a hoe, but she far from a virgin. And when it's time to cut, I'm something like a surgeon. I do my thing for you. Hey baby girl, you got a trunk, I might put you in ballet. Way you stretching, make your man think I put you in ballet. If I'm sliding through your city, I need you to dial me. And how much my nigga smoke reminding you of Friday. I can take you to DC, introduce you to Wiley. You can look all through my phone as long as you don't call Jay. Is it cool to parlay? We can do this all day. Just me and you off in my room, we'll call it through the hallway. Hallway, I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Let the bad girls know we run the town. So pick up that sample and tell a friend. Tell a friend. I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Let the bad girls know we run the town. And my niggas don't dream like the wind. Tell a friend. Just bring a friend and bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. If they all bad, you can bring them in. We take it to the ground. It's just you, me, and them. Now bring your ass over here. A nigga trying to take you home like a souvenir. One in a million, girl, you're looking like you knew Aaliyah. And I got a thing for you, I got a thing for you. A stewardess, so yet you flew to Leia. Could you fly as hell, started walking through the air. Game cold like the toes on a polar bear. And I do my thing for you. Now baby girl, if looks can kill, then you catching bodies. How I'm stretching you, it's no need to go to Pilates. When I'm sliding through your city, meet me in the lobby. Then you put that thing up on me like you trying to rob me. Can I hit it in the morning while you moaning probably? Got you sweating, now you're getting wet as a tsunami. We can do this all day, treat it like a highway. But if I tell you, get to stepping like you came in time. Don't mind me, I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Let the bad girls know we run the town. So pick up that sample and tell a friend. Tell a friend. I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Let the bad girls know we run the town. And my niggas don't dream like the wind. Tell a friend. Just bring a friend and bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. If they all bad, you can bring them in. It's just you, me, and them. Did I meet you for a reason or for a season? Or either the night of your life at the Four Seasons. Whisper to your homegirl, you love Cold World because it's flow thorough. I give you a few more reasons. Not because it's verse or because I can buy your purse. You know the type of shit your man could only purchase on the first. And not because he faking and turfs off of the Nerf footballs. I got his girl's lip gloss all on my girth. Because I'm so clever, better than hoe ever. The coldest nigga even when wearing like faux sweaters. Well-versed. Well rehearsed, a go-getter. These broke niggas got good dressing and no letters. You would think niggas would know better. It's 011, you would think niggas would flow better. I know you're so fed up, and so I had to blow, and I ain't talking coke-header. I won't let up, I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Hey, let the bad girls know we run the town. So pick up the sample and tell a friend. Tell a friend. I put it down. Any spot, any city that I'm in. Let the bad girls know we run the town. And my niggas don't dream like the wind. Tell a friend. Just bring a friend and bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. If they all bad, you can bring them in. We take it to the ground. It's just you, me, and them.